The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
Hey, welcome in. We have reached the second half of the show. Thanks for being a part. So many big stories out there, even after the college football season has ended, and they usually involve players and money. We've talked about the Jaden Rashada situation, the young quarterback who spurned Miami to sign with Florida last summer for $13 million, or at least that's what the reports were. He's now on his way out of there, apparently looking west. Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated writing about something else that could be on the horizon, something that most of us wondered when this would be happening. Ross, thanks for the time. Great to see you again. We saw you in Los Angeles about a couple of days ago, and looks warmer and drier where you are now. Tell us about this story that you've written concerning that now in California we may be seeing, did I read this correctly, revenue sharing?
Yeah, Paul, that's right. Thanks for having me on. About 3 years ago, California passed a bill that allowed athletes to earn compensation off their name, image, and likeness. And we know what happened there, right? California passed theirs. A bunch of other states started jumping in. And lo and behold, here we are today. The California State Assembly basically led to the NCAA changing its prohibition on NIL. And we have NIL today. So they're taking it a step further. The California lawmaker, Chris Holden, an assemblyman, has introduced a bill that would require the state's colleges and universities to share revenue with athletes from certain sports. There's some qualifications, basically, without getting too, because it can get pretty complicated, but football, basketball, in men's basketball and women's basketball, those three sports, athletes in those sports could get up to 50% of a revenue share. That's what the bill calls for. So a similar bill was advanced through the legislature in California last year and failed in the state Senate. But this bill, there's some optimism that this one will actually get through and it would be implemented, would take effect next January.
There's so many things happening. We had the famous Alston ruling now, NIL, as you write in your story, the restructuring of the NCAA. What you're saying seems utterly shocking, but really, Ross, is anything surprising or shocking in this platform right now?
Not really. This is going to continue to happen probably until one of two things happens. College football, the NCAA in general, changes dramatically its rules on paying athletes and directly paying athletes, which this California bill would require. It would require schools to directly pay athletes, potentially hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars every year. So one of two things, either the NCAA changes these rules and allows basically pay for play, so to speak, or you get a congressional bill, you get a federal bill, which the NCAA and college administrators have asked for a while. You mentioned the Jaden Rashada situation, and that's happening everywhere, right? Those stories are everywhere. That one just became a little more public. It was a little higher profile because of the player and the amount of money involved. But these things are happening, and the more and more they happen, Paul, the more and more these NIL stories like this, where there's a broken promise from a collective, the more and more chance probably that you're going to see movement in Congress for some kind of federal legislation. And certainly, if the California bill makes its way through the state Senate and state assembly there, you're going to see Congress probably have to respond in some way, you would think, with some federal legislation to regulate in the NCAA, to regulate college football and college athletics when it comes to paying athletes.
Ross, we heard one of the top leaders in intercollegiate athletics, a president, I think at Baylor, the other day at the convention, talk about this. Greg Sankey told us in Los Angeles, that he had just been in Washington. You live there. You know the Hill better than all of us. We'll just look past the circus that's been going on there the last couple of weeks. But what is the likelihood and when could this get to Capitol Hill?
Well, the NCAA has been fighting for a good 3 years now to get some kind of federal NIL legislation, and it hasn't happened yet. And it hasn't gotten that close either. You know, right before NIL took hold, so in May and June of 2021, there was some collaboration, and they got somewhat close on a bill, I guess you could say, the Democrats and Republicans, but it just didn't happen. It fell through. And it mostly fell through because of long-term health care that would have been in a bill. As you know, Paul, as I've said on your show before, the Republicans want one kind of college athlete bill, and the Democrats want another. Right? The Republicans want a narrow bill that just polices NIL. The Democrats want a more broad bill that touches on a lot of other athlete protections, including long-term health care, a permanent or long-term scholarships and things like that. And they just can't come together and agree. I know you're shocked by that. The Republicans and Democrats can't come together on something and agree. But if enough chaos happens with this NIL, like stories like Rashada, with a California bill that would basically require California schools to break NCAA rules and directly pay players. If enough of that stuff happens, those are the things that get the wheels of Congress in motion and get the attention of legislators. And already, you know, I moved up here into D.C., Paul, in the spring of 2019, right when this was getting going. I remember meeting with lawmakers then who had no idea even how college sports worked, no idea what the NCAA was. And now, 3 years later, they do know. Right. There's learning that has happened over the last several years. So we're getting closer to that. And you've got a senator in Senator Tuberville that knows college sports better than anybody, probably on Capitol Hill. And he's working with Joe Manchin, a conservative leaning Democrat and good friend, actually, of Nick Saban. And they're working with Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, and Cory Booker, another Democrat, in trying to get those four working together, trying to get something done. We'll see if it happens.
Yeah, I was up there this summer, and I saw Tuberville and a couple of other people, and they really felt confident, as I know you've reported. But what's happening now? We had the midterms, but yeah, and I don't know the calculus on this, Ross. But you know, we're now in the presidential race, and does that matter, or is this such a big issue with certain people that they could figure out a way to at least move this along?
Well, the elections do matter, of course, and the presidential election matters. I think the midterm elections mattered. This past midterm election in November, a lot of people in college athletics would have told you that a Republican-controlled Senate, then this is them talking, this is college leaders talking, would have made it a better chance into pushing through a bill, because again, Republicans want the more narrow bill. It's a little easier probably to get through, could expedite that. But as we know, the Democrats regained and kept control, I should say, of the Senate, which might make things a little more difficult, college leaders say, because again, they want more of a broad bill. If the presidency changes from, say, Democrat to Republican, I don't know how much that impacts a bill getting through and passing. I think more so it's going to be the chambers, the House and the Senate, specifically the Senate. A lot of the conversation has been in the Senate side with this issue, and any bill probably is going to come out of the Senate first. So the Senate is the one to watch.
Yeah. Could you explain, though, I think I understand the view of the Republicans, and I can't believe we're having conversations like this on this show, but in terms of the Democrats who control the Senate now by what, one seat, what do they want in these bills that are getting rebuffed by the other side?
Well, I'll outline at least one thing that they want that led to the collapse of a deal about a year and a half ago, and that is long-term medical coverage, right? And actually, Paul, we saw the Transformation Committee touch on that. And one of the recommendations was more long-term health care. Now, a lot of Power Five schools offer health care for athletes post-eligibility up to the 4 years. Some of them might even go 6 years. That's in the Power Five. Other like group of five schools maybe offer 2 years. There are others in the FCS and other Division One programs that offer zero. Once you're done, you're done. And I think, you know, Democrats want in a bill a guarantee long-term health care for athletes post-eligibility. I think most of the bills say 4 years. Some of them might even say six out. And again, that wouldn't be a change for the top of college football, right, college sports. It would be a change from the mid-level to the lower-level schools, and it would be very expensive for those schools. And remember, the top of, as you know, Paul, the top 20 schools in college sports, right, they turn a profit. Everybody else really doesn't. And so paying for those long-term health care, that would be an issue. And guess where the money would come from? It would come from the top. Those schools would have to help fund that from the lower to mid-level programs. Well, guess what? A lot of those schools don't want to do that. And that's where the latest fall through was. So that's just one thing that the Democrats want in a bill outside of regulating NIL is long-term health care. They want the long-term scholarships, right? 10-year, you know, a kid whose eligibility expires has another 5 or 10 years to earn a degree, can come back to school and earn a degree. Again, a lot of schools do this, but not everybody, not the smaller schools. They don't do this. But we actually saw the Transformation Committee, who was co-chair, Greg Sankey was co-chair. We saw them add some of this in their recommendations. They took some stuff out of the Booker and Blumenthal bill and put it in. You know, we'll see what happens. But those are just some kind of nuggets that you often see in a Democratic bill. And one thing you also see sometimes in some Democratic bills is revenue sharing, which is from a Republican side a non-starter.
Ross Dellinger, our Capitol Hill reporter, joining us from Sports Illustrated. It runs in the family. Thanks, Ross. Always great to see you. Ross Dellinger joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
And I say that because his wife is a Capitol Hill correspondent as well. And we will take a break and get back to your phone calls right here on a Friday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And welcome back on this Friday afternoon. You feeling good about the weekend? You're ready to kick back? Just testing. Legend is next.
Woo! The weekend, baby, finally here. No college football. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
This is weird.
You must be happy, Paul. It's the off season. You can actually go home on the weekend, can't you?
Well, my wife thinks it's still going on. She thinks I covered the NFL.
Oh, okay.
You I told her I'm in Buffalo this weekend.
I heard that, man. I heard that. Hey, Paul, I remember that Leon Douglas game.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you agree, if ever there was a team robbed by some bad officials, it was in that game right there.
Yeah, I still remember. That game was in Baton Rouge, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the other day was a coach that could convince an official to make 20 bad calls in a game. It was Bobby Knight.
No, he was the king.
Them officials. Yeah, Wimp didn't have a chance that night. Bobby Knight had the referees in his pocket. I tell you what, the grandsons and sons of them referees, though, they must be in the SEC now, because I watched that Arkansas game the other night. They got robbed.
Did they really?
Man, that referee blowed the ball out of the whistle the other night, man. I ain't never seen nothing like that, man. That's pathetic. I tell you, the commissioner of the SEC, I always talk about how great he is. I sure wish he put these damn football and basketball officials in a year-round school and actually teach them how to call some games, because they are horrible, friggin' horrible. Hey, Paul, I'd like to thank the University of Georgia for that inside linebacker I got today. Tresman Marshall, baby, come on down from the University of Georgia now, from the transfer portal to the University of Alabama. Nice inside linebacker. I remember when he came out of high school, Georgia's beat us out for him, but he came on back to the program. Paul, that's 2 years in a row a Georgia player came to Alabama, ain't it?
Yeah, Burton came last year, and now him.
Yeah. You know what I think's going on, Paul? Up there in Georgia, they always, you know, they're Alabama junior, and they're always comparing themselves to us. And, you know, always going around talking about we the new Alabama. You know, we just like Alabama. You know, I think what's going on every year, there's one player that just says to himself, the hell with this. I don't want to be Alabama junior. I want to go play for the real Alabama.
Why play for Georgia when you can play for Alabama? I mean, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, why play for Alabama Junior when you can play for Alabama? You know what I'm saying? They always say, this is how Alabama did. I'd hear Kirby down. When I was at Alabama, guys, this is how we did it. And every year one of them guys finally said to themselves, damn it, this, you know, I can play for Alabama Junior when I go play for Alabama, baby. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Hey, Paul, I ain't heard nobody say anything about Sam Hartman going to Notre Dame. What kind of effect do you think that might have? That's a pretty good quarterback right there, brother.
I think he's a phenomenal quarterback, and I think Notre Dame will be serious this year. I really like their coach.
Yeah, I do, too. I think that was one of the biggest transfer portal guys. I thought Georgia, Alabama might go after Sam Hartman, man. That dude is something serious right there. And hey, Paul, Coach Prime just playing the game, baby. He's just playing the game. Coach Prime got swag. You either got swag or you don't have swag. Paul Feinbaum got swag. The legend got swag. You know what I'm saying? We got swag. Coach Prime got swag, baby.
Hey, legend, let me throw you a scenario. I mean, I know Auburn fans are loving their coach. But can you imagine Coach Prime in the SEC right now at a legitimate school?
Man, Auburn missed the boat. You know, I always said Auburn ain't all there, and they just proved that right there. You know what I'm saying? If they'd had Coach Prime, Auburn would have been back, man. They'd have been getting all them players that Colorado's getting right now. I mean, it was a bad move by people that continuously make bad decisions for the University of Auburn. And as an Alabama fan, all I can say is, I'm thankful. Woo! I wouldn't want Coach Prime in Auburn, man. I tell you where I want Coach Prime. Coach Nick's got about 5 years left. 5 years left. He's going to get him 3 championships in this Golden Age dynasty that I've been talking about. That starts with Caleb Downs and them guys coming in. He got that 5-year window, and after 5 years, I want Coach Prime in Tuscaloosa, Paul. That's right. That's where I want Coach Prime. I want him in friggin' Tuscaloosa as the University of Alabama coach. Let me tell you this. In 2 years' time, Colorado will be a national power. Coach Prime playing the game. If he wants a player, he's going to go get him. And all them players that he inherited, they'll be at San Jose State, Tulsa, and all them places. He ain't going to keep up with that garbage, man. The man's got swag, baby. He's got swag. hey, Paul, let me ask you this right here. Brandon Miller, best player ever at Alabama?
You're comparing him to some Hall of Famers, but he's on his way.
Yeah, I think the dude's got a little Kevin Durant in him. I think he's an elite player, might be the first pick in the draft. What's the highest drafted player ever at Alabama? Was it Leon Douglas at 3 or McDice? Didn't he go like 2 or 3?
Yeah. You know? Where did Robert go? I'm trying to remember.
He was like 7 or 8. He didn't go. I don't think he went. I don't think he went 3. Yeah, I think Leon Douglas probably went 2. Hey, great show, man. Love you, man. Call is a great. Keep popping. Go home, kick back this weekend, and have a drink, dude.
You got it. Legend has left the building. I went ahead and did that for him. We'll take a short break. We're coming back. 90 minutes remaining. Your reaction to all of what Legend had to say after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And welcome back in. Ray Ray is up next. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, buddy. I just got a response for a guy, a legend that was on a while ago. This is Ray Ray from Georgia. He said that Georgia was Alabama Junior. Well, I don't know how you Alabama Junior when you beat Alabama. First of all, second of all, the players they keep getting from us, if they were so good, why ain't they playing for Georgia? Trezvan Marshall sat there for 4 years. He could have played. He was hurt for the first 2 years. He transferred out to get playing time because we happen to have the best linebackers class coming in that probably ever next year. So the guy that said that we were junior is crazy. And another thing, when is the last time that Alabama had a good defense? How many defense coordinators have they been through since Kirby Smart left? What, 3?
Well, let's see. Jeremy Pruitt and Pete Golden. They're about to have their 3rd.
That's right. And they're trying to poach him from us, Glenn Schumann.
Right.
Which I don't think they're going to get. So, for him to sit there and say we're junior, I don't think so. I think his days is done. I just wanted to call and say that he kind of struck a nerve on me. I'm a big fan of yours. I've been watching your show for a long time. I just don't ever call in. But that guy, he had me want to call in. And set him straight.
Ray, I'm really glad you called. I hope you feel better after getting that off your chest. AJ is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I hope you're doing well as usual.
Thank you.
I want to address the guy, Dave. Did he seriously call you earlier and rip you over Larry and how you handled that the first week?
He did.
Because you had a guy on there earlier that was talking about a Democratic bill. Well, that was the most Democratic spiel that I've ever heard from Dave. He brought 50% of the facts to you and expressed his disagreement with you, offending. He was being offended by you, and you know. the first week that Larry went into that, you give him an opportunity to apologize. But Dave seems to forget that the very next week after the national championship, Larry calls back in and does the same male chauvinistic, misogynistic, whatever you want to call it, way about him. So it negated his apology 100%. So how could he be offended? I don't get it, Dave.
Yeah, AJ, I was just trying to move the conversation along. I didn't want to dig up the body just to start all over again. But
I totally understand. Yeah. Well, I'm your number two leg humper.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't get a lot of support.
I just want you to understand that you've handled things in, I mean, what are you supposed to be, Paul? A punching bag that never punches back?
Well,
because
AJ, it's happened this week, and I mean, I found myself going back and forth with a caller. I mean, I am supposed to be the host of the show, but I've always believed that we have a good enough relationship with the callers that we can go back and forth, but it right. doesn't seem like it's a good move for me in the future. I think I'm just going to be, well, I think from that on, we're just going to bring in a potted plant to sit here and take calls. And if you want to just shatter the thing,
go ahead. Water.
Home Depot's got plenty more.
I totally understand. Hey, I'm on your side. I want you to know that I appreciate you. And instead of saying appreciate your call, you taking my call, I should have said I appreciate you for being Paul, because I think you're a very integrity-filled professional.
Thank you.
And you're very good at what you do. And one thing that I was going to give a – of course, Jim still sucks and always will, but I want to reach out to Legend for a minute. You know, I like Legend, but he jumped on Auburn a while ago, Paul. And you know the best day to be an Auburn Tiger is every day. You don't jump on Auburn, Legend. Don't jump on Auburn, because who in basketball has the home winning streak record right now? Because Loyola Marymount just docked off Gonzaga or whoever had the 76 games.
Yeah.
And that just moved Auburn into the 28-0 at the Jungle. So bring Bama down there to the Jungle, and we'll talk about it. Until then.
AJ, thank you very much for the call. Let's check in. Shannon in Georgia.
My, how the times have changed, Paul. My, how the times have changed. I don't think Legend understands. It's not quite the flex that he thinks it is to brag about getting a linebacker to transfer from Georgia, Paul. I mean, no offense to Tresmond Marshall, great player, but he was a rotational player. He was depth. He wasn't a starter.
But see, Shannon, here's how you have to look at it, though. The world has changed so much that Legend is now excited to get a system player from Georgia.
Excited to get a backup, Paul. Yeah. And here's what's good, Paul. It's good to know that players can leave a place like Georgia and go to a program like Alabama, where maybe they can see the field a little more. You know.
Well, Jermaine DeBurton did have one big catch this year.
Paul, he wanted to couple up with that Heisman with the best quarterback in football, wasn't it? And be the go-to receiver. And Paul, not only that, not only are Bama fans excited to get a Georgia backup linebacker in there, they're out jockeying on social media trying to get Glenn Schumann to leave and come to Alabama and fix the program. Man, that's when you know you've arrived, Paul, when other programs in the conference can flex because they're picking out players from your roster and trying to lure your coaching staff away.
Now, did you agree with Legend that he said Saban will win three out of the next five?
Paul, Legend is so delusional. He is lost in la la land. he doesn't have a clue if the sky's blue or green today, brother. I don't agree a bit with that. But hey, Well, time will tell. Listen, maybe after spring practice is over and a few of the Georgia other players figure out, I'm not really going to figure in the mix at starting, maybe we can help bolster Alabama's roster a little more. Maybe there's a running back or two at Georgia Tech or Duke or maybe Vanderbilt they can pick up. Maybe a receiver from, I don't know, Louisville or Virginia Tech or something like that can come in there and help them out as well. I mean, they're obviously not having any luck developing them there, so they might as well get some players. It's good to know that Alabama's built by Georgia, Paul.
Ooh, that hurt.
Man, the times have changed.
Wow. Who thought you'd live long enough to hear that in the era of Nick Saban? Wow. Built Alabama, built by Georgia. That's what they have all over Alabama. Built by Bama. Robert is up next in Auburn. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
Very well. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Big fan, you know. But I just want to talk about how Auburn's going to be the best team next year in the SEC, you know. We got a big class coming in, big transfer class coming in, and, you know, Hugh Freeze doing some good work. You know, I've been listening to the show. You know about the NIL deal. And we're going to bring in the money. And we're going to go into LSU. We're going to go into Death Valley, beat them. We're going to go into Fayetteville, beat them. Georgia, the fraudulent champions, are going to come in. We're going to beat them. And then Bama's going to come to Jordan-Hare. We're going to make Saban cry. What do you think, Paul? Because Auburn's just going to be better than everybody.
Going to make Saban cry again? No.
I mean, we already made him do it once, Bo Nix.
True. Well, listen, I love your confidence. I think that's important. I think Coach Freeze has done a really good job in changing the dimensions down there. I-Man is up next.
Good afternoon, Paul. I tell you, you just got to love this program. I tell you, this program means something spiritually to me. It's moving me. I had a dream about it last night. Would you care to hear my dream?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so we're all in the barracks, and you're on – You're at the first bunk because it's your show, and that's the people.
Sure.
On the opposite side of the barracks is Nick Saban and all the topics. And he's the main topic because he's at the front of the line, and that'd be correct. So God comes in. He's a pretty big fella. He's a lot bigger than Shaq. And he talks, and you know these cars that go by, and when they got the bass on, it rattles the pitchers in the house. Well, that's the way God's presence is. He walked down that aisle, and he come back. And he stopped and he looked over there at Nick Saban, looked down that, kind of had that scowl on his face and kind of twitched his eyes and looked at him. And he started turning around and then he quickly looked back over at him. Then he looked straight at you. He turned complete facing you. And he looked down at you. He had that same scowl. And he pointed at you like Uncle Sam. He wanted you. And you could just feel the bass in the room and the lights and the smoke, and he looked over at you and he said, "Pull my finger." And when you did, he farted on Nick Saban. Have a good day.
We will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, welcome back here on a Friday afternoon. Rattlejaw is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Rattle.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, I just wanted to make a response to legend that I just wanted to confirm with you. I believe Georgia won the last two national championships, and one of those was they defeated Alabama. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's just what I wanted to confirm. Now, I've heard legend say that Georgia is Alabama Junior. Based upon the last 2 years, I believe that Alabama is Georgia Junior. Now, that's just my opinion. And, you know, we got another year coming up. We got a lot of stuff going on. Everybody's getting new players, new quarterbacks, all this stuff. I think what will happen is this next football season, the issue between Alabama Junior and Georgia Junior, which I'm referring to Alabama's Georgia Junior now, is the outcome of what the next year is going to bring. And I think that might just put Legend in his place. What do you think?
Well, I know a lot of people are hoping you are right. Hey, Rattle, thank you very much for the call. Rev is up next. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum, Brother Feinbaum. You got the old Reverend Bulldog here with you. Let me tell you something. I woke up this morning just like I do every morning, especially after back-to-back national champions. I heard this glorious sound coming from up there around God's country. You know what I'm talking about, up there in Athens, Georgia. And I just want to let you know, Paul, I thank the Lord for Legend and all those Alabama fans that, you know, that even though they might be a little bit delusional, Paul, but let me tell you something. All I got to say to them is just go on outside and practice falling down, because this next season is going to be a little bit more of the same. And I'm going to tell you something right now. They got the hedges around the field up there in Sanford Stadium, up there at Dooley Field. They got them up there, Paul, because when them dogs get on any of them teams that come in there, it don't matter who it is. And sometimes even when we go to that place, we go ahead and load up tractor trailers full of them hedges, because what we do is we get out there and we sick them and then we switch them. I said, so let Legend live in his little fantasy land. And let him keep on doing what he's doing. And you know, he told you a while ago to go have a drink. I think every time he calls in, before he calls in, Paul, he's had a few too many. But I love you, Paul, and I thank you. And I say, go dogs, go dogs, go dogs, sick 'em.
Thank you, Reverend. Great to hear from you. And Phil is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Paul, good afternoon. So I've been calling every now and then for years. I never felt any need to tell you what I do for a living, but just like your previous caller, I'm a reverend, and I was listening to Iman's call, and I still need to open it for my sermon on Sunday, and I thought for a while I had some material to use there until the punchline, but I had to scratch that one off. I don't think I can pull that one.
Hey, by the way, Reverend, what is your normal cutoff date for Sunday sermon? I mean, when do you want to have it in the hopper?
I'd like to have it in the hopper by Wednesday, and then let's refine it. It just doesn't always work out that way.
It would make me nervous on Friday night, and I'm thinking I still haven't written my sermon yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just looking for an opening, and I thought I had something to work with there, but I'm going to have to keep looking, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a good idea to walk up to the pub and say, I was listening to the Feinbaum show the other day.
True. One thing I want to say to all my fellow Georgia fans is when Legend's talking, but before you call in to respond to something he said, take a few deep breaths. And I remember the first time he called Stetson Elf on the shelf. I wanted to call in, but take a few deep breaths but before you react to that. I actually find Legend very entertaining, but he also, I mean, he sometimes brings some really provocative thoughts. And when he talked about Deion Sanders going to Alabama, I thought that is not the craziest idea that I've ever heard.
No.
Do you think there is, I mean,
I mean, right now, Phil, I think Deion is the most mysterious coach in the college football landscape, because nobody knows if this is going to, you know, blossom and turn into a gold mine or not. And if he can make Colorado work, then he can go anywhere.
Yeah. I think there is some if to that. He's got some stuff to prove at this level. But, I mean, when your first reaction as a Georgia fan is to think, I hope not, that doesn't happen.
I used to always think, Phil, that when you hired a coach, Did your rivals sleep the night they heard the news, and how well? And that's how you know how good the other guy is. And when Kirby Smart went to Georgia, no one liked that because of the obvious. Good luck on Sunday morning. I think Reverend's got his work cut out if he's going to use I-Man as a premise. We're back.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.